Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Charlie Batch joining us right now. Happy off week, Charlie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Great, good. great. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, the offense, we still talk about this, and we're going through it and kind of going through it this week, too. The identity, has one been forged, or are we going to go through all season and say they just show up and do what they need to do to win in wins? Like, there's no true identity to this offense.
I think that's where we're going right now, as we sit at the six-week mark. I think they're still trying to figure it out, but I think the one thing that you can lean towards over the last couple of weeks, Matt Canada, he was consistent with attempting to run the football. That didn't change this week, so that may be trying to where they're trending at this point.
Well, I was going to say, is it maybe just a Najee first offense, Charlie, in that whether it's 25 carries on the ground or 18 carries on the ground and 7 or 8 targets, I think he's top 10 in the league in yards after the catch, that it's just about getting him the football?
Yeah, it is. And it's, but, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, sending a message to that offensive line, and they're letting them know, look, number one, we believe in you, and we're going to now start trying to stay the course. And now as they continue to feed Najee the ball, you're starting to see him more and more attempts, and it's great to see, you know, but also they also have to make sure they monitor him as the season goes on, because people feel, you know, may forget that we have that extra game. So that week 17 game, you know, that's an extra 30, 40 reps that, you know, he's going to get throughout this season.
I don't know if you have any inside information to this, or maybe just a guess, but I know back when you played that bye week, that off week, man, when it hit, you got on a plane to Florida, on a plane to the islands, even if it was just for a couple days. Do you think guys are less, do you think they're more hesitant to do that now with COVID and everything? Do you think guys are still traveling this off week?
Well, they probably will travel, you know, but it's just a matter of what they're doing. I mean, party-wise, I think that's the bigger story. But you're going to get guys that get away, go see their families, and just making sure they have to be careful, because right now this is bigger than themselves. And I'm sure Coach Tomlin warned them about that, to say, hey, just be careful, because what you do could possibly impact over the next couple weeks if you do something that was, you know, was malicious to a certain degree. So they just, you know, they're all going to be smart, but they deserved it after this two-game winning streak.
And Charlie Batch, former Steelers quarterback, with us here on the Fan Morning Show for his weekly visit just a day earlier, so as we're in the middle of a bye week for the Steelers. Should they worry about the defense beyond Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt?
Yeah, absolutely they should. And I think mainly they need to worry about what's going on at the linebacker position, because those guys are struggling right now. A lot of missed tackles, missed assignments. So as you continue to put this on film, teams are going to start to attack it, because right now the vulnerability is in the play-action game. These guys aren't reading their responsibilities, and that's something that's glaring on film.
So, all right, then, should we be concerned that you have Keith Butler come out and you say the guy that we drafted 10th overall, the guy that we made strides to go get, has to come off the field in certain situations? It shouldn't be that way for me.
No, it shouldn't, but I think a lot of it, to me, when as I'm watching it, he's still battling that injury, and, you know, he's still a year away from it, but that's always a tough position to be in, because Devin Bush, he's known for coming out of the draft. Right now, we're not seeing the burst and those splash plays, you know, that we're used to seeing, and I think that's a direct result that he's still mentally not there where he needs to be, that injury.
Is Minkah Fitzpatrick thinking too much on the back end of the defense and not playing instinctively enough?
Well, he could be, but I think a lot of that comes down to, you know, when we just talked about the linebacker position too, because if those guys are fighting on play action, guess what? Now there's a gap between the linebackers and the safety that he has to make up. So, yeah, he's trying to do a little bit too much, but this team still believes in him. But we're just not seeing those splash plays like we were accustomed to seeing the first couple of years, because that's what he set the bar for us. That's what we're used to seeing.
What is Lamar Jackson for you? So many people try to put him in a certain canister. If somebody says, all right, we're having Charlie Batch on our national show. He's a former NFL quarterback, a huge respected voice in this game of football. Everybody puts Lamar Jackson in a canister. What is he for you?
Well, first of all, we are on the world show because everybody around the world can listen to this show nationally.
You're right.
Let's start there. I think when you look back with Lamar Jackson, he's right now proving that he can be a consistent passer as he stands in that pocket. Everybody knows about his running ability. But now as you start to see him evolve as a passer, the next question is, can he do it in the playoffs? And I think until he is able to answer that question, we'll still continue to wonder what type of quarterback he's going to be.
So what kind of quarterback is Baker Mayfield going to be then? Because that's the other conversation we've had a bit this morning, Charlie, especially in light of the fact he's not going to play tonight against the Broncos. And it seems like with those two being a part of the same draft class and Baker Mayfield being at the top of that first round and Lamar Jackson being at the bottom of that first round, Baker Mayfield is still the biggest question mark of the quarterbacks taken in that draft.
He is. And right now everybody's trying to figure out, can he be that guy that you worry about, that he's going to beat you when he steps on that field with his arm. I don't think anybody's afraid of that at this moment, only because the Browns have fully committed to rushing the football with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. So those guys will continue to do it until he answers that question. And we don't know how much his injury is going to affect him, but it's going to be something that he's going to have to linger with the entire year, and he has to prove that he can get these Browns to where they expect. Everybody right now expects them to be at least 4-1, 5-1, but right now they're sitting at 3-3 with a game tonight, and possibly 3-4 as they face the Steelers in 2 weeks. So he definitely has a lot of answers to, a lot of questions to answer.
We also discussed this a little bit earlier. I don't understand it, maybe, with quarterbacks and with head coaches, especially in this situation with what's going on with Baker Mayfield. Why wouldn't a GM say, you know what, at the end of this year, I know you got another contract year left next year, but we're just going to sit on it and make you play the year out and then make a decision. Why are people so hesitant to do that in the NFL?
Well, when you have that fifth-year option, that's critical, because now it allows you to drag your feet a little bit before you have to commit the dollar. And that's something that was in the collective bargaining agreement that the owners wanted, that they wanted to make sure that they had that evaluation in place. So, if you don't sign, you decline the first-year option or the fifth-year option. Now you're saying to yourself, well, there's an organization, we truly don't believe in you. So that's, you're kind of, walking that fine line right there, because you need to make sure that, that quarterback feels like the organization has its support. So we're all going to be watching to see what they do.
Let me come back around to the Steelers for just a second, Charlie. What have you seen from the offensive line in the last few weeks that tells you the slow, incremental baby steps forward will continue? Because this may have been a bit of a blip on the radar this last week.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, when you're evaluating it, you have to go from away games to home games. When you're on that road, it's a split-second delay, and it's really tough to kind of run the football in some capacity because you're not able to get off on a line of scrimmage in unison. But having these home games, watching them, and now Ben is able to use his cadence to his advantage, they look good at times, and then there are some shaky moments, but those are the things that are going to happen. It's just a matter of a lot where they are as it relates to, if this is only if Dan Moore is able to play, the guys are now able to continue to play as a unit with all five. If he's not able to play and we don't know who the next tackle is going to be, if Zach Banner is truly ready to come back, you could potentially be starting back over. So, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there.
Charlie, the days are dwindling. It gets dark now at like 5-something. It'll be dark at like 3:30. It's going to get cold. Get outside, get those steps in, get those dogs moving around this morning, will you?
That's always the case. This morning we're off today, so that's something that they don't have to worry about. But they're eager to get back there. But rain or shine, I'm out there walking. My dogs want to go. And the only caveat to that is if it gets too cold, I don't take my dogs out. But I will still go out and walk.
There we go. Get them on that treadmill. All right, Charlie, we appreciate it. We'll talk again next week. Football next week. Enjoy your off week, Charlie.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Absolutely. Thanks, so good. And by the way, again, Parks Casino, thanks to them, Parks Sportsbook. Check them all out. Click ParksCasino.com. Easy for me to say. Promo code THEFAN. Must be 21. And NPA, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. You know, we're 7 games into this, right, on Devin Bush on that knee. Like, how much, when is the statute of limitations up?
I look at it this way. Is week 5 he got hurt last year? Was it week 5? We're 2 weeks now beyond a year. And so that maybe that's too much of a benefit of the doubt. Maybe that's too naive of me to believe that the recovery shouldn't be farther along than it is. But I'm going to choose to look at it from here. The last week or two, all the way out through the rest of the year, especially with the bye week in the rearview mirror and a chance to really get off of it for a week, let's see. Does he pick it up and does he become that guy with a nose for the ball again and start making plays in the middle of the field? Or does he look more like he did the first few weeks here and underwhelming?
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.